Belinda and Penguin Random House Australia present this unabridged recording of The Moroccan Daughter, written by Deborah Rodriguez and read by Dahlia Salem.
One. Nope, sorry, not gonna do it. Charlie unfastened the two snaps at the back of Amina's neck and waved the black cape to one side like a matador.
What do you mean you're not going to do it? I'm the client, you're the hairdresser, remember?
You're also my friend, and you're crazy if you think I'm going to ruin that amazing head of hair by drowning it in formaldehyde.
It's out of control, Amina said, running her fingers through the thick black mop that sprang from her skull. My sister will kill me if I show up like this. That's why she sent this stuff to me. I need to straighten it. It's the only thing that will work. Please, Charlie.
Charlie handed the bottle back to Amina. Seriously? If you want a different look for the wedding, all you have to do is pull it up, like this. Charlie demonstrated with a few simple twists and a handful of bobby pins. Amina laughed.
As if I could do that. You'll just have to come to Morocco with me, Charlie.
That's the only solution. My personal hairdresser.
Ha! I wish.
Charlie let Amina's curls fall back down and glanced around the cluttered salon, her domain ever since she'd arrived in Carmel almost 2 years earlier to take over for her grandmother, Bee. Despite Charlie's attempts at decluttering, the place was more crowded than ever. Its walls covered with memories, its shelves and drawers sagging and bulging with antiquated tools and broken equipment from Bee's days behind the chair. Treasures that Charlie was not allowed to discard. Charlie found it suffocating. Though she adored her grandmother, she often found herself aching to be back on unfamiliar soil, living the rootless life she'd grown up with and had grown accustomed to. She'd been trying her best to settle down, to accept Carmel by the Sea and Bee's Hive Salon as her permanent home, but sometimes it felt as though she were living in a prison.
You know I can't leave.
You should go, Charlie.
Charlie jumped at the sound of her grandmother's voice coming from her favorite seat, the old broken dryer chair across the room. Charlie had thought Bee was asleep.
We're not that busy around here this time of year. Just shuffle a few appointments and you'll be good to go.
Bee wiped the lenses of her thick, round glasses with a corner of her purple blouse. Charlie had to wonder if those glasses did any good at all anymore, with Bee's eyesight almost completely gone.
Come on, Bee. You know it's not that easy, and it's never a good thing for business.
Charlie swept her own chestnut curls into a clip on top of her head.
Besides, I'm not comfortable leaving you here alone.
Don't go using me as an excuse. I was fine before you came, and I'm fine now.
Charlie simply nodded. Though her grandmother was probably the toughest woman she knew, her blindness made Charlie worry about her every single day. Just yesterday, she'd tripped over a cord Charlie had plugged in on the far wall of the salon, bruising her knee and elbow and making Charlie feel terrible about her own carelessness. Amina whirled around in the chair, her green eyes wide.
You should come too, Bee. You should both come. Moroccan wedding celebrations are amazing, with the dresses and the music and the dancing and the food and everything. And they go on for days. You'd love it.
Wouldn't that be a hoot, Charlie?